session number 18701, Reel 2.
Mr. Law, Reel 2.
After our return from the Mediterranean, again is back to Scapa Flow and waiting further orders, which came within a matter of weeks. And to our great surprise, great publicity was given to the next adventure, which is to the... We were heading for the Far East, Singapore, in fact. It was obvious that there was no security ban, that everyone knew where we were going. The composition of the fleet, which was the Prince of Wales, the Repulse, and some destroyers. Again, we stopped at Gibraltar. Then, off south again, almost like a summer cruise in peacetime, because, as I say, the weather was not good, the sea was calm, as far as I remember, and we were made much of everywhere we went. The next stop was Freetown. Then Cape Town. Cape Town is marvellous. No sign of the war, no blackout, plenty of fresh fruit, food, everything. Wonderful hospitality for all the crew. I should say that all these stops, when we were within reach of the port, an aircraft would be flown off, carrying one of the paymasters to make preparation ashore for our reception, order supplies and local currency and so on. So that was part of the fleet arm job. After Cape Town, the next destination was Colombo. Same routine, plenty of shore leave, everyone thoroughly enjoying themselves, hospitality, and I forget how long we stayed there, 2 or 3 days probably. Then they call it the Maldive Islands. It didn't go ashore there. And our final destination, Singapore, which appeared to be ignoring the war entirely. No one took any notice of things. Again, there's no blackout. No, the forces there weren't on any sort of alert. And again, it's a question of enjoy yourself, go ashore, until we got the captain got the news that there was a suspected Japanese landing up the Malaya coast further north. So we went to intercept. Couldn't find anything. There were a lot of rumours about what was happening, what the Japs were doing, where they were, what they intended. And we had turned around. We're heading back to Singapore when we were attacked from the air by a strong force of Japanese bombers and torpedo bombers. That was the beginning of the end. We had no air cover. I don't know why. The extremely fierce air bombardment, the repulse was hit by high-level bombers and sank. Prince of Wales was attacked mainly by torpedo bombers. She was hit on the port side, I think, twice. And then the main attack came from to the starboard side. And she was fighting back very valiantly. The guns, both the 525s, the pom-poms and other anti-aircraft guns, were firing steadily, and we brought down several Japanese. But the combined effect, I think it was 4 torpedoes on the starboard side, caused the electric power to fail, and the guns could no longer train or elevate. And she gradually developed a severe list, and sometime after that, the order abandoned ship was given.
Where were you during the action?
I was on the catapult deck, because again we had flown one aircraft off for reconnaissance purposes, and she had returned to Singapore. But then I rejoined my secondary action station with a gun turret until it could no longer fire. Then I came back onto the catapult deck midships and just waited for the end.
Was that the same gun turret that you'd occupied in the Med?
Yes, yeah.
Could you see anything of the bombers attacking?
Yes, I could see them coming in. Came in at quite low level. And as long as it was possible, they were fired at. But when you have large numbers coming in at the same time, some are bound to get through. In those, I forget how many, several were shot down.
What did you think of the way in which the enemy conducted their attack?
It was persistent, very efficient, good flying, very professional. It would have been a different matter if we'd had some fighter aircraft escort. That would have made a big difference. But we had none at all at the time. Eventually, most of the crew had abandoned ship. The list was so great that the guardrails are almost awash, very high, very low. And rather than take up room on one of the Carly floats, which were being launched by the rest of the crew, I thought I'd go solo. I went into the other aircraft and extricated the rescued dinghy, inflated it, put it over the side, and jumped in and paddled away quickly, which is just as well, because very shortly after I saw the ship actually go down. We were rescued, we were picked up by a couple of destroyers escorting us, the HMS Electra and HMS Express. I think it was the Express which picked me up.
What had happened to the rest of your gun crew?
They got away. They evacuated the turret. I don't think there are any casualties in our turret at all. Most of the casualties were those below decks, engine room staff, of course, and the magazine loading staff. They didn't have a chance to get out.
Did you see anything of the casualties?
No. The only ones that I saw were some who actually got away from the ship, but were poisoned by fuel oil. They were in a pretty bad state. I didn't see any of the wounded burnt or injured, not on the ship. I am sure it was the Express who picked me up. We just got on board and collapsed.
Did you see anything of the damage inflicted on the ship?
Mainly below the waterline. That was all. I didn't see anything. As I say, I was confined to S2 turret and the catapult deck and the aircraft hangars. No damage there.
What about the repulse? Could you see that during the action?
No, I didn't see anything.
And what was in the dinghy when you got into it?
Well, nothing. It was just a circular inflatable dinghy blown up by a CO2 bottle, and I just blew it up and chucked it over the side and followed.
How long were you in the dinghy, do you think?
Only a matter of minutes, quarter of an hour probably at the most.
Were there any other people around you in the sea?
Yes.
Did they try to get in on board?
One, just as I left the ship, one stoker was paddling furiously away. Stopped, wait for me, he said, I can't swim. He was swimming like an Olympic champion. He said he couldn't swim. But he got on board one of the Carly floats. He was saved.
Did you see the Prince of Wales go down?
Yeah.
What did that look like?
Difficult to describe. Very sad. This beautiful ship, pride of the fleet. Everyone had been so proud of her, and just to see her go like that. Tragic.
How did you get on board the destroyer?
Oh, the crew were helping us. They had scrambling nets.
Were you given any help once you got on board?
The crew were too busy to help us, really. they were on the lookout for attack, but fortunately the Japs had disappeared. They'd gone, and there was no attack on us, and no effort made to prevent the rescue of survivors. The only help that we did get, and we were very crowded on the upper deck, was a generous issue of rum all round, which was very welcome, but not strictly necessary. Then we set off at high speed for Singapore. We landed, went into the barracks there, fed, and given some kit, because all of us had lost everything. We only had the clothes that we actually wore. I was lucky. I was wearing a 21st birthday Rolex watch that an uncle had given me. I was wearing that. It had been submerged in the water, but it never stopped. It kept going as fine. So I was very grateful for that small mercy.
You were given new uniforms, were you?
Yeah.
And then? Were you, what condition were you in when you got to Singapore?
I was personally all right. I hadn't been hurt or injured, and I got off scot-free virtually. Very fortunate. After that, they started sorting us out. Again, I was very, very, very fortunate, because one lot were put on board a trooper and sent off to Australia. But on the way, the ship was torpedoed and all hands were lost. So I missed that. A lot were stayed behind in Singapore, were taken prisoner. So I missed that. I was sent with quite a large party on an old tramp steamer bound for Colombo. And we arrived in Colombo without any incident. And I went to join a naval air squadron at a station called China Bay, not far from Trincomalee, and stayed there for quite a long time, getting on for a year.
Did you spend Christmas in Singapore or in Colombo, in Ceylon?
Ceylon. Mm-hmm.
What was it like at China Bay?
Quite primitive. Rattan huts. It was an RAF station. They had all the major buildings. We were on the part which was a seaplane base, a slipway. But we worked from the RAF station airfield. We built up a squadron of swordfish who used to fly anti-submarine patrols around the coast of Ceylon.
It In what way was it so primitive?
Well, very basic facilities. All the water had to be pumped. It was reasonable, I suppose, but far from luxurious. But we didn't complain because we were out in the sunshine, plenty of swimming, nice. Food was rather poor. We complained about the food, the lack of fresh vegetables and so on. And eventually the squadron CO organised a weekly trip by truck up into the hills, some tea plantations where we could collect fresh vegetables. Were very acceptable.
In what way did you collect them?
We went to, they were given to us by the tea planters and the farmers, and we seemed to have quite a lot. One trip we went and we came back. I wasn't on the trip, but a colleague was. They brought back two suckling pigs alive, and they had to be accommodated, sties built for them, and they were fed with scraps from the galley. One of the air mechanics was promoted to squadron swineherd. His job was to look after these two piglets until they were big enough to be used for other purposes. He was detailed off to shoot them. He wouldn't. He got too fond of them, so someone else had to do it. They were slaughtered, and we all had roast pork.
Which squadron was this?
I think it was 814.
Did the enemy attempt to attack China Bay?
Yes. On one occasion, there was a bombing raid, and the runways and some of the hangars were damaged. As the aircraft were from a Japanese aircraft carrier. And at the same time, wasn't it? One of our old aircraft carriers was out there. Forgotten which one it was now. She was sunk.
Is this the Hermes?
I think it was the Hermes. Yes. And our aircraft had been in action. They'd been attempting to torpedo the Japanese carrier. But all our whole squadron, 814 squadron, was destroyed. And so we'd lost all our aircraft and their crew, but Hermes had landed her aircraft and some of her crew. So we formed a new squadron. I think it was called 822, I forget now. But we formed a new squadron.
You said that you were there about a year?
Yes. Then I was fortunate again because an Admiralty Fleet order was issued asking for volunteers to train as radio mechanics. Up till then, all radio maintenance had been done by telegraphists, both on board ship and on the aircraft. But there had been a lot of new developments, new radio equipment, much more sophisticated, and this newfangled stuff called radar, which no one knew anything at all about. So maintenance staff were required. And anyone with a bit of education was thankfully received and sent off for training. I was lucky being accepted and sent home for training as a radio mechanic. One of the more interesting parts of my naval career was the journey home from China Bay. First of all, I had to go to Colombo to a transit camp. Then up north by train to the tip of Ceylon, a place called Talimanar, where there's a ferry over to India, mainland. Went over, that was the next stage. Then train to Madras. We had about a 6 hour wait in Madras. Then another train heading for Bombay, right across the plains of India. That was a fascinating experience. See all the peasantry work. That journey took 2 days. I travelled part of the way on the foot plate of the engine at the invitation of the driver. One stop, I was looking at the engine, and this Anglo-Indian driver said, "Would you like to have a ride on it?" So I said, "Yes, please, jump on board." Off I went. And then Bombay, transit camp. Spent 3 weeks in Bombay with very little duty. I had a chance to look around, see a bit of Bombay. Then ordered onto another troop ship, this time a very nice one, the Cape Town Castle, a peacetime liner, beautifully equipped, crowded, but very, very pleasant altogether. To Cape Town, disembarked at Cape Town, another 3 week wait in the transit station, again with no duties, beautiful